joined on the Green this week by contributor John Hurdle, who this week took a look at the renewable fuel credits that are being paid by the Delaware City Refineries owner, PBF Energy, and how the company is trying to have those credits looked at and perhaps modified because they say they're creating a financial burden for them. John, we appreciate you taking some time to talk to us about this story today on the Green.
Morning, Tom.
So let's start by reminding our listeners exactly what these renewable fuel credits are that the Delaware City Refineries owner is required to buy and why they exist to begin with.
Well, these things are called RINs, which is an acronym. It stands for Renewable Identification Numbers. And these are credits that must be purchased by any refiner that doesn't have the capacity to produce its own biofuels or to add them to gasoline. And that's the case with Delaware City. And these are credits that are required under the something called the Renewable Fuels Standard. It's something that's been required by the EPA for about the last decade, and the idea is that it boosts consumption of biofuels like ethanol by adding it to gasoline or diesel.
And the reason why a refinery like Delaware City winds up having to pay them is because they're a relatively small operation, and doing the biofuels themselves is probably something that wouldn't work for them economically.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They don't have the capacity to produce these biofuels or to blend them into gasoline, diesel. And so in order to comply with the EPA standards, they have to buy these credits.
Now, PBF Energy has been saying for some time now that these credits are becoming a growing burden on them. Can you tell us a little bit about how much they're spending to meet this requirement we're talking about and why it is so much they have to spend?
Well, the PBF says that company-wide, and this is not only for Delaware City, but they have five other refineries around the United States. Company-wide, PBF spent about $325 million on these RINs, these credits, in 2020, which is about twice what it spent in 2019. And that was because of a sharp increase in the price of the credits. And the reason for that is that the credits are traded in the financial markets, and allegedly they are subject to market manipulation. And there's been a great deal of volatility in those markets, resulting in a very high, a very sharp increase in the RINs price quite lately. All of that means for PBF is that buying the RINs is RINs are now its second biggest expense after crude oil.
So do we understand what some of the factors are that are creating this volatility on the market and the uncertainty that's perhaps driving up these prices?
Well, on the uncertainty, there is an issue with the EPA, and the EPA has acknowledged this, that they have yet to set RFS standards. That is the requirement for the amount of biofuels that has to be added to gasoline and diesel for 2021, and they are, by their own admission, several months late in setting those standards, and they have to do the same thing for 2022, and so that's part of the uncertainty that's creating problems for PBF and other independent refiners, as we said, the market volatility. They don't know what expenses they're going to have to face because of the sharp increase or the uncertainty of the prices in the market. And in fact, PBF told me that if the credit prices stay at their current levels, the company is likely to have to pay more in credit prices this year than they did last.
So what is the company hoping will be done to mitigate this volatility in the market? And I guess this is where we ask the question: where do Governor John Carney and Delaware's congressional delegation fit into the equation to try to kind of mitigate the issue that the refinery and its owner are facing?
Well, the delegation is urging the EPA to quickly issue its renewable fuel standards for 2021 and to finalize those for next year as soon as possible. And they're also asking the EPA to work with the federal market regulator, that is the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, to stop manipulation of the RINs market, which is creating such volatility in the price. The delegation's also saying that even though they fully support a national transition to more sustainable transportation fuels, they're saying that, well, while the country remains dependent on and petroleum for its for gasoline and diesel, that those products should be made at U.S.-based refiners like that in Delaware City.
And it's not surprising that the governor and the congressional delegation would be interested in this, because the refinery still remains a pretty big employer in this state, and you know, any issues they have that could lead to trouble is something that certainly government officials here are worried about.
Well, indeed. The refinery employs about 535 people as full-time employees, and they at different times employ about another 1,000 as contractors, and so you know, the refinery plays a significant role in Delaware's economy, and therefore, of course, the our elected representatives are very concerned about the future.
So we've talked a lot about the EPA being kind of at the heart of this matter. What has the EPA had to say about the situation and how quickly it may act to do some of these things that it's being asked to do?
Well, they're not committing themselves to any timeline on this. They're saying that they are working on the latest RFS standards for this year and next. They're also saying that they are setting that they have set rules that are designed to curb market manipulation for these credits, but they're still assessing whether those rules are effective.
Now, there are those people who defend the renewable fuels standard and these credits and the way they operate and what they do in terms of improving things environmentally. Can you tell us a little bit about who supports this and what their arguments are for kind of maintaining something close to the status quo?
The counter argument is that refiners like PBF have had significant challenges, particularly because of the pandemic over the last year and the plunge in the economy. They're not justified in blaming their financial woes on the requirement to pay to buy the credits, because the critics say the companies are able to pass on those costs to their customers. And the other criticism is that the renewable fuel standards has actually played an important role in boosting the use of non-fossil fuels since the enabling law was passed in 2007. So the argument is that the challenges faced by companies like PBF are really based on the economy or on technological issues, which is one of the problems that was that contributed to the demise or the closure of the Philadelphia Energy Solutions refinery a couple of years ago.
And you reported on that a couple of years ago for us and its relationship to the Delaware City Refinery. And mm-hmm. with that in mind, where do PBF Energy and the Delaware City Refinery stand right now financially? Are they in significant financial peril? Could they shutter like the plant in Philadelphia?
Well, PBF, various officials have issued kind of dark warnings that, I mean, they haven't been specific about Delaware City being under threat of closure, but what they say is that refiners in their category, that is independent merchant refiners, their survival of companies like that may be in question unless there is a reform of the renewable fuel standard. Having said all that, PBF says that its financial situation has actually significantly improved. In the first quarter of this year, its losses narrowed very significantly, and so they're doing better than they did, and they attribute that mostly to a rollout in COVID vaccines and a gradual. Ramping up or a recovery in the overall economy.
So what are the likely paths forward here, and do we have a sense of what the timeline might be for a resolution to this issue?
Well, I think the timeline is unclear. I mean, the parties are in talks. PBF and its representatives are actively talking to the EPA. The EPA says it's working on it, as we discussed. The other factor here is that everybody is waiting for a U.S. Supreme Court ruling on whether RFS exemptions for small refiners can be renewed. And, of course, it's anybody's guess as to when the court is likely to rule on that. So I think it's a lot of the various parties seem to agree that most of the parties seem to agree that there needs to be some reform here, but it's really unclear as to when that might happen.
All right, John Hurdle, as always, we appreciate your time. We appreciate your reporting. Thanks for being with us on The Green this week.
You're welcome, Tom.